WYM Mobile.
CBA, good afternoon.
Hey, KX4YM, good afternoon, sir. How you been?
Been better, certainly better than I deserve, sure.
Good to hear, especially when you can say I'm doing better, period. Healthy and sweaty and semi-out of breath, just got done working out for an hour and a half. Yeah.
Right now, and it's actually a sleep clinic, and, they're going to give me a little device that I'll wear tonight when I sleep, and it will tell them how bad my sleep apnea is.
Give you a tape recorder and get the same data.
Crazy thing is, I know I have sleep apnea. I've had it for years. This is my third, this will be my third test, and you know, it's the insurance companies. If you haven't had one within a certain period of time, then you can't I'm having a dental device made, and you can't, they won't allow them to make it until I've had a study. And it's just a racket, I tell you.
Sailors that got disability when they got out for having sleep apnea, so I guess they're taking it a little more seriously these days.
You know, it can have some devastating effects.
Not enough in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I don't need to be woken up by apnea.
They're saying it can affect your heart and your memory and, you know, just all different kinds of things. So, you know, and I can't remember what the rest of it is. I'm just kidding. But your concentration, irritability, depression, and the list just goes on and on.
My son-in-law got diagnosed with that, and his kids pushed him to have a test because he was, you could see him fading mentally. And now he's sleeping with a CPAP, and I won't say he's 100% improved, but he's at least livable.
I'm dragging my feet here. I'm having to maneuver around some traffic on the I-85, so I just had a truck driver tell me I was number one, so I guess he didn't appreciate the fact that my lane ran out and I had to get over. But anyway, and he wasn't going to let me in. So I just had to make room.
You sound like you're in a little bit of a hole there.
I'm going up a hill right now. I just crossed under Malden Road, and I'm headed to, where am I headed to? Let's see. I guess I'll get off on 385 and get on Roper Mount Road and go in that way.
It's a high noise area near the Harley Davidson Center on 85 there near Woodruff.
I tell you, that's a big place. Last time I was in there, they really had the merchandise. They had the bikes and parts, accessories, whatever you needed. And I've got a Honda Valkyrie. It's horizontally opposed six-cylinder. And I really enjoy riding it.
really got into motorcycles or cars for that matter. I find I could spend enough money doing other silly things. But it looks fun. Who knows? I may take it up later in life.
I've been riding bikes since the early 90s, and I really wanted one before then, just couldn't afford it. And I finally got the car that I really wanted. I've got a 2012 Mustang GT. It's got 420 horsepower, six-speed manual, and you can probably tell I had the mufflers taken off, because when I step on it, you can probably hear the rumble.
Ticket bait.
What?
Ticket, tango, chicken beach.
Chicken part, but what was the last word? You may have to spell it.
It's ticket, like speeding ticket bait. And sorry about that, I had a dip going, I had to roll my window down and nail the car next to me.
Well, I've only been pulled once, and by highway patrolman, and I was speeding in a work zone, but there was nothing going on. There was no equipment, no people, and so there really wasn't a safety issue, but it did. They did lower the speed limit, and I didn't slow down. But he gave me a warning.
Anytime they're fairly civilized about common sense issues.
One thing I'm trying to do is get a program started. It's a nationwide program. It's called Adopt a Cop. And I'm trying to get it started for the Highway Patrol in the upstate. In the regional upstate area, there's 175 Highway Patrol. So I need 174 prayer partners to commit to pray for them by name every day of the year.
Father, and feed them dinner every now and then.
Yeah, well, and I see them. Any law enforcement eating, I'll ask the waitress for the check if she hadn't given it to them. In fact, she has. I have. In some places, they've given them the check, and they just go over there and kind of sneak it off their table and give it to me, and you know, I pay for their meal, so that way they don't know who paid for it, because you know, they won't let you pay for it if they know who it is. That's the only way you can get by with it.
Yeah, I understand that. There's also probably some ethics rules that they're going to violate if they knowingly take a meal or gratuity or something from one of their for lack of a better term, customers.
On the arm, and was the term that they used to use, and they used to get a lot of, you know, benefits and stuff, but they made them stop, and I don't think they ought to get any kind of discounts or anything now. And I tried to offer a couple of officers I had a gift card, and I tried to offer it to them, and they wouldn't take it. They can't take anything like that, because, you know, then if they pull you over and they show any kind of leniency, then, you know, somebody's going to have something to say about it.
monthly ethics training every year, the same stupid computer presentation for about 15 years because of somebody's idiocy.
I'll tell you, my father-in-law was in law enforcement, and he worked for the city of Greenville for 33 years, Captain Earl Watson. He was captain of detectives for many of those years, and of course, I used to work for the county. I used to work on their cars, the police cars, and then ambulances. And a lot of the officers like to stay with their vehicle when you're working on it, and you get to know them that way. And so it's that was a real neat experience. And but I don't know as many of them as I used to.
Well, to steal a phrase from my buddy Steve, I have just destinated, and I'm going to have to shut down and say 73 to you, sir.
Well, I'm all but at my destination, so I'll have to do the same. So that was a good time. And, well, I'll say 73. You have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and it's good to talk with you. And I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Hey, KX4WM. Yankee, Mike, I'm sorry. 73s, be safe, and we'll catch you sooner or later on another bat time and another bat channel. Out.